Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and Tirim Mezek Zivamas Daf Kuf, the 11th parak, Nosin Oha Nusa. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, it was taught in a brisa, Eved ve'isha in chokin lehem truma bebeis agranos. We do not distribute truma to a slave or a woman at the granary. Ubamakim shohokin nosin le'isha tchila upotrin osom yad. But in a place where they do distribute to them, we give the woman first and have her leave immediately. After noting the inherent contradiction within the Mishnah, whether truma is distributed to a woman or not, the Gemara explains that the Braisa is saying, "B'makom shechokin ma'aser ani nosin le'isha tchila mishum zilusa." In a place where we distribute ma'aser ani, which is given both to men and women, we give the woman first because of the disgrace that the woman would face for having to wait for her turn among a crowd of men. Rava said that initially, when he would judge cases, he would judge the men first, Aminin the Mechayiv mitzvahs, for I thought that a man is chayiv in all mitzvahs and therefore should take precedence. Once I heard this ruling, I began to judge the woman's cases first, Mishum Zilusa, because of her disgrace for having to wait among men for her case to be heard. Point number two, the Mishnah Dav Tzadi Tes Amabe stated that in a case where Kohen's wife's son got mixed with her Shifcha's son, we put on each of the questionable Kohanim the Chumras of Kohanim and the Chumras of Yisraelim. The Gemara here asks what this is referring to, and Rapapa said, Liminchasim. It was taught regarding their voluntary mincha offerings. Nikmetzes kaminchas Yisrael, ve'inanachelas kaminchas Kohanim. It's subject to kamitza, like Yisrael's mincha, but it's not eaten like a Kohen's mincha. How is this done? HaKometz kar ba'atzma v'hashirayim kreivim ba'atzman. The Kometz is offered in the Mizbeach alone, and then the Shirayim are offered in the Mizbeach alone. When the Gemara asks how this is done, given the rule that anything offered on the Mizbeach, haruhu b'bal taktiro, it's subject to the prohibition not to burn any of the remaining parts of the Mizbeach, it answers that the Kohen's intent is to burn the remnants on the Mizbeach as firewood. This is in accordance with Rabbi Elazar, who says that the pasuk regarding the remnants states, l'reach nichoch i'atamala aval atamalo shum etzim, for a satisfying aroma, which implies that they may not be offered as a satisfying aroma, but they may be offered for the sake of firewood. The Rabban, who disagreed with Rabbi Elazar, hold that the remainder would be scattered on the base of deshen, the ashi. And pointing with you, the Mishnah brings different cases related to when a woman did not wait 3 months after separating from her husband, married someone else that gave birth to a male, and it's not known if the child is the 9-month-old child of the first husband or the 7-month-old son of the second husband. If one husband was a Kohen and the other a Yisrael, no se isha ruhi a Kohen, the child must marry someone fit for a Kohen, and he may not become tame from Tumas Meis, but if he did, he's not lashed. He may not eat Truma, but if he did, Eino Mishalem Keren V'Chomesh, he does not pay the principal and the additional fifth. He may not receive Truma at the granary, but he may sell to a Kohen the Truma he separates and keep the proceeds. The Mishnah continues with what he does regarding Kadshim. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a Braisa, Eved V'Isha Eino Cholkin Lehem Truma Bebeis Agranos. We do not distribute truma to a slave or a woman at the granary, but in a place where they do distribute to them, we give the woman first and have her leave immediately. After noting the inherent contradiction within the Mishnah, whether truma is distributed to a woman or not, the Gemara explains that the Braisa is saying, "B'makom shechokin ma'aser ani nosin le'isha tchila mishum zilusa." In a place where we distribute ma'aser ani, which is given both to men and women, we give the woman first because of the disgrace that the woman would face for having to wait for her turn among a crowd of men. Rava said that initially, when he would judge cases, he would judge the men first, Aminin the Mechayiv mitzvahs, for I thought that a man is chayiv in all mitzvahs and therefore should take precedence. Once I heard this ruling, I began to judge the woman's cases first, Mishum Zilusa, because of her disgrace for having to wait among men for her case to be heard. Point number two, the Mishnah Dav Tzadi Tes Amabe stated that in a case where Kohen's wife's son got mixed with her Shifcha's son, we put on each of the questionable Kohanim the Chumras of Kohanim and the Chumras of Yisraelim. The Gemara here asks what this is referring to, and Rapapa said, Liminchasim. It was taught regarding their voluntary mincha offerings. Nikmetzes kaminchas Yisrael, ve'inanachelas kaminchas Kohanim. It's subject to kamitza, like Yisrael's mincha, but it's not eaten like a Kohen's mincha. How is this done? HaKometz kar ba'atzma v'hashirayim kreivim ba'atzman. The Kometz is offered in the Mizbeach alone, and then the Shirayim are offered in the Mizbeach alone. When the Gemara asks how this is done, given the rule that anything offered on the Mizbeach, haruhu b'bal taktiro, it's subject to the prohibition not to burn any of the remaining parts of the Mizbeach, it answers that the Kohen's intent is to burn the remnants on the Mizbeach as firewood. This is in accordance with Rabbi Elazar, who says that the pasuk regarding the remnants states, l'reach nichoch i'atamala aval atamalo shum etzim, for a satisfying aroma, which implies that they may not be offered as a satisfying aroma, but they may be offered for the sake of firewood. The Rabban, who disagreed with Rabbi Elazar, hold that the remainder would be scattered on the base of deshen, the ashi. And pointing with you, the Mishnah brings different cases related to when a woman did not wait 3 months after separating from her husband, married someone else, gave birth to a male, and it's not known if the child is the 9-month-old child of the first husband or the 7-month-old son of the second husband. If one husband was a Kohen and the other a Yisrael, no se isha ruya a Kohen, the child must marry someone fit for a Kohen, and he may not become tame from Tumas Meis, but if he did, he's not lashed. He may not eat truma, but if he did, eno mishalm keren v'chomesh, he does not pay the principal and the additional fifth. He may not receive truma at the granary, but he may sell to a Kohen the truma he separates and keep the proceeds. The Mishnah continues with what he does regarding kadshim. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Kuf, and our standard simmon is a monkey. A monkey. So here goes. The monkey, who was trained at the granary to assist women first, to save them from disgrace, was so fascinated by a Suffolk Kohen who brought a mincha that was both subject to kamitza and not eaten, that he hired himself out to the Suffolk Kohen to help him sell truma and keep the proceeds. Once again, in slow motion. The monkey, that must be run off. Koof. The monkey who was trained at the granary to assist women first, to save them from disgrace, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that a braisa was saying, b'makom shelchokim maiso ani, nosim ishtachila mishum zilusa, in a place where we distribute maiso ani, which is given both to men and women, we give the woman first because of the disgrace that the woman would face for having to wait for her turn among a crowd of men. So the monkey was trained at the granary to assist women first, to save them from disgrace, was so fascinated by a Suffolk Kohen brought a mincha that was both subject to kamitza and not eaten, which reminds us that the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Beis stated that in a case where Kohen's wife's son got mixed with her Shivcha's son, noisnu lav chumrei kohanim v'chumrei Yisraelim, we put on each of the questionable kohanim the chumras of kohanim and the chumras of Yisraelim. The Gemara here asks what this is referring to, and Rapapa said, "Wamin chasam." It was taught regarding the voluntary mincha offerings, nikmeses kaminchas Yisrael, veinen nachelas kaminchas kohanim. It's subject to kamitz like a Yisrael's mincha, but it's not eaten like a Kohen's mincha. How is this done? Hakometz karv l'atzmo v'shirayim krevim v'atzman. The kometz is offered on the mizbeach alone, and then the shirayim are offered on the mizbeach alone. So the monkey was trained at the granary to assist women first, to save them from disgrace, was so fascinated by Suffolk Kohen who brought a mincha that was both subject to kamitza and not eaten, that he hired himself out to the Suffolk Kohen to help him sell truma and keep the proceeds. Which reminds us, the next mission brings different cases related to when a woman did not wait 3 months after separating from her husband, she married someone else, gave birth to a male, and it's not known if the child is the 9-month-old child of the first husband or the 7-month-old son of the second husband. If one husband was a Kohen and the other a Yisrael, he may not eat truma, but if he did, he doesn't pay the principal and the additional fifth. He may not receive truma at the granary, but he may sell to a Kohen the truma he separates and keep the proceeds. So once again, the monkey who was trained at the granary to assist women first, to save them from disgrace, was so fascinated by Suffolk Kohen who brought a mincha that was both subject to kamitza and not eaten, that he hired himself out to the Suffolk Kohen to help him sell truma and keep the proceeds. All right, now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Chazorah. Daf Tzadi Vav. So the Simmer Daf Tzadi Vav is a town crier. So here goes. The town crier, that must mean we're on Daf Tzadi Vav, Tzav. The town crier who got knocked over by a miner running to do Yibum while being chased by his adult brothers, which reminds us, the Gemara amends the Mishnah to read that a miner disqualifies the brothers at the beginning with regard to an act of mimer, of Abia Posel Safil Baso, but with regard to having relations, he disqualifies the adult brothers even when performed at the end. Rashi explains that the Mishnah is teaching that if he had relations with the Yavama after a brother performed mimer, the brothers are disqualified, since the miner's relations are considered the equivalent of an adult mimer. It disqualifies just like an adult mimer performed after a previous adult mimer disqualifies. So, the town crier got knocked over by a miner running to do Yibum while being chased by his adult brothers, cried out that the other miner brother already beat him to it, which reminds us, if a boy of 9 years and one day has relations with his Yavama, and afterwards his brother of 9 years and one day also has relations with her, it's Malchokas Hanakam Rabbi Shimon whether the second brother disqualifies the first brother from taking the Yavama in Yibum. So, the town crier who got knocked over by a miner running to do Yibum while being chased by his adult brothers cried out that the other miner brother already beat him to it, quoting the halach in the name of the rabbi buried in the grave nearby, which reminds us. The Gemara relates that once Rabbi Yochanan was extremely upset with Rabbi Elazar, who stated a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan's without mentioning his name. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Kol tam chachmim she'omrim dvar shmua mipiv b'olam hazeh sosav dovavos bekever. Any deceased Talmud Chacham whose name is quoted in this world, his lips move in the grave. Rabbi Yochanan was upset that Rabbi Elazar would deny him this benefit. Dav Tzadi Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The skinny 36-year-old Sari's chess master, that must be one of Dav Tzadi Zayin. The skinny 36-year-old Sari's chess master, who never listened to his rabbi's advice to gain weight, which reminds us, a person who never spread a pubic hair, nor had the characteristics of a Sari's, is considered a Sari's when Rav Shnosov have passed, the majority of his years have passed, which is when he reaches the age of 36. And when people used to reach the age of 20 without sprouting pubic hair, they would come to Rav and he would advise them. If they're thin, he would tell them, go gain weight. And if they're overweight, he would tell them, go lose weight, as being too lean or overweight can prevent the sprouting of pubic hair. So the skinny 36-year-old Sari's chess master, who never listened to his rabbi's advice to gain weight, played against a fierce opponent who married the sister of the woman he violated, which reminds us the opening mission of the 11th parak states, Nosin al Nusva al Mafuta, one may marry the relatives of a woman who was violated or seduced by him, but one who violates or seduces the relatives of his married wife is chayiv. The Gemara asks for the source for this ruling and brings a brace that states, Bechuan nemar shchiva, bakan nemar kicha. In regard to all forbidden relations, which Rashi defines as arayas, homosexuality, bestiality, the Torah speaks of lying with them. Whereas here, regarding the wife's relatives, the Torah speaks of taking them to teach us derech lekicha asur Torah. The Torah forbade relations only in the manner of taking, which means that when the Torah says not to take a woman and her daughter or not to take a woman and her sister, it's referring to a woman that was taken in marriage. It would not be forbidden to take the daughter or a sister of a woman that was violated or seduced. So the skinny 36-year-old Sari's chess master, who never listened to his rabbi's advice to gain weight, played against a fierce opponent who married the sister of the woman he violated, while two proselyte brothers from the same father and mother refereed, who are known as the sons of Mr. So-and-so. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the sons of Yudah and the slave women were freed, and Rav Elchanan bar Yaakov permitted them to marry each other's wives, referring to their widow. Rava said to him that Rav Sheshes prohibited such a marriage. They disagreed when they were paternal and maternal brothers. Rav Elchanan bar Yaakov permits them because people look at them primarily as paternal brothers and call them the sons of Mr. So-and-so. Whereas Rav Sheshes says, people also call them the sons of Mrs. So-and-so. Dav Tzadiches, so the Simmer Dav Tzadiches is related to Tzchok, and we use a clown. So here goes. The clown, that must be more Dav Tzadiches, Tzchok. The clown hired to perform at the birthday party for twin boys who were conceived after their mother converted had them play pin the tail on the donkey, which reminds us, we learned in the Brisa, if there were twin brothers, Tetipa Achas Haya, Venechacha Lushtaim, where there was one drop of semen that divided into two, and therefore no question that they shared the same father, yet in the Sefer where they were conceived not in Kedusha but were born in Kedusha, they are not permitted to do Yibum or Chalitz for one another because they're not considered related through the father. The Torah voids their paternity, as it's written concerning the Mitzrim, Basar Chamorim Basar. Their flesh is the flesh of donkeys, and their seed is the seed of horses. So the clown hired to perform at the birthday party for twin boys, who were conceived after their mother converted, had them play pin the tail on the donkey, and then only spoke twice. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva said that Kadosh Baruch Hu only spoke to Yonah twice, not three times, as a punishment for not wanting to fulfill Hashem's will. When the Gemara brings the pasuk which refers to the time of Yerubim and Yoash, when Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yonah, which would be the third time, Ravina answered, Al iske Ninveh kama. Rabbi Kiva was saying that Hashem did not speak to Yonah a third time regarding Ninveh. He did speak to him again regarding other matters. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said that he did not speak to Yonah again. And the pasuk is saying, like the word of Hashem that had spoken to Yonah about Ninveh, just as Hashem's decree for Ninveh was overturned from bad to good, so too in the days of Yerubim, Hashem's decree was changed from bad to good. So the clown hired to perform at the birthday party for twin boys who were conceived after the mother converted, had them play pin the tail on the donkey, and then only spoke twice before he mixed up all the kids and sent each one home with a different mother. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches, Chamesh Nashim, Shinisarvu Valdosem, if there were five women whose male children became mixed up, and over time they grew into adults, were married, and died childless, how did the brothers whose parentage was known deal with the widows? Four of them do chalitz with one of the widows, and the remaining one does yibum. Then he and three other brothers do chalitz with another widow, and so on. Nimzu arba chalitzes v'yibum ucho achas v'achas. This results in four chalitzes and one yibum for each widow. Dav Tzadites, so the simmer Dav Tzadites is a cheetah. So here goes. The husband and wife start to use five different colored cheetah skins. Cheetah skins? That must be one Dav Tzadites, cheetah. The husband and wife start to use five different colored cheetah skins to distinguish their five different types of children, which reminds us that it was taught in a Braisa, Ish v'Ish apam shemolidin chamish umos. A man and a woman can sometimes beget children belonging to five different genealogical categories, an idolater, a ger, an evet, a mumzer, and a yisrael. The Gemara proceeds how this is so, beginning when a Jew purchased a non-Jewish evet and a shivcha from the market, meaning from a non-Jew, and they had two sons who were born to them previously. So the husband and wife start to use five different colored cheetah skins to distinguish their five different types of children. after their neighbor's child got mixed up with their daughter-in-law's son. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if a woman's child became mixed with their daughter-in-law's child, and the children grow up, get married, and then die childless, b'nei akal chotzin v'lo b'nyamin, any one of the surviving definite sons of the daughter-in-law perform chalitz with the two widows, but do not take them in yibum. Shu safek eshes achiv safek eshes achiyavi, because there's a safek of each widow might be their brother's wife, who is permitted to them, or their father's brother's wife, who is forbidden to them. But b'nei hazakeinu ochotzin v'yamin, the surviving definite sons of the elder woman, may either do chalitza or yibum, shesafek eshes achiv ve'eshes ben achiv, because there's a safek whether each widow is their brother's wife, or perhaps their brother's son's wife, both of whom are permitted. So the husband and wife start to use five different colored cheetah skins to distinguish their five different types of children. After their neighbor's child got mixed up with their daughter-in-law's son, and the Cohen's wife's child got mixed up with their Shifcha's son, forcing them to go together to get Truma as one. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kohenish Nisar Vlad of Vlad Shifchasa, the child of a Cohen's wife, got mixed with the child of her Shifcha, and it's not known whose child belongs to whom. They may both eat Truma, but they receive one portion of a Truma at the granary, which the Gemara explains means that they receive a portion of Truma at the granary when they come as one. The Mishnah is accordance with Rav Yehuda, who taught, in Chokin Truma Le'Evid Elin Ken Rabo Imo, one does not distribute Truma to an Evid unless his master is with him. Therefore, neither the child may come alone, as they might be an Evid. The Gemara explains that where Rabbi Yehuda lived, Hayumalim Truma Le'Yuchsin, they would elevate someone from the status of those to whom Truma be given to the status of one who has the correct Yuchus, meaning pure Kohanim. Therefore, he didn't allow Truma to be given to an Evid. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichwish, and a great day and great learning.